Okay, we are swimming in the mikvah of Purim. Purim is a yontif that is famous for not having so much das. People are not always, their sharpest that they're supposed to be. However, when you prepare like we've been preparing, so then it changes the whole yontif. Even when a person reaches levels of what we call adlo yada, where they're not the way they are regularly, their das is higher. It's not that they lose their das. The tzaddikim on this yontif of Purim let their das go to a higher place. Actually, that's what ends up happening. And it's been a schus. I've been surrounded by tzaddikim over the Purims that I've been in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. And as a bachur, I would, bust into rebbes and... you could grab them if you want to. On Purim, you don't have to wait for a gabbai. If a gabbai's there, just go boom, right? And just give the Rebbe a hug and demand a bracha. These are things you cannot do all year round. I remember just getting into a cab. I don't know if I had money. I hope for the cab driver's sake I did. I just said, follow Reb Tzvi Meyer. And he just took me around and we're searching for Reb Tzvi Meyer. I was like, I think he's here. Then we went in and said, no, let's go over there. I remember finding him eventually. I don't know what I did, but I remember I found Reb Tzvi Meyer, and it seemed like we were both happy to see each other. And that's what happens on Purim. Purim is a different level of cheshbonus. Actually, one of my favorite things to do, still today, but it's a little bit rough with the schedule, is just to leave and enter random houses and say drushes. Just go into any house, it's gewaltig, guys. Prepare drushes and just go in. And doesn't matter, just, get everyone's attention, say drushes. These are things you can't do because normally, I want to explain the omek. Normally there are mechitzas. There are barriers. You can't just walk into anyone's house. On Purim, there's a breaking of barriers. There are no walls, there are no doors, there are no locks. If the door is locked, you can climb through the window. Just be careful. But you can do whatever you want because it's a time of a higher place of living. And everyone asks me, who's shaykh to this avoda? This is an avoda that sounds very, very high. And I want to try to give a map of who is shaykh to this avoda and how we can get there. Because to tell people not to drink on Purim, first of all, I don't know how you could be... how you could deal with everybody if you're sober. Like, all the women are, like, shaking their heads. So, stop just to get through the day. It's kedai to just, you can't beat them, join them, because it's just a jungle in Yerushalayim or HaKodesh. But that's not a reason to be shayach to the avodah of Purim. There's a much greater omek. And I want to give what you have to have in mind to be successful. Okay? These are the three things you have to have in mind. These are not complex thoughts. If you have these three things on your mind, you will have an amazing Purim in any state that you're in, assuming that you're conscious. But if you're conscious, these are the three things you have to have in mind wherever you go. Number one, I love Hashem. Okay? I love Hashem. We spent a whole schmooze explaining how Purim is about Hashem never giving up on a yid, Hashem being with us in Gullus, even at the times where we've done the worst things. I love Hashem, Hashem loves me, we have a love relationship. That's number one, right? You can't really love someone without being loved back. It's I love Hashem, Hashem loves me. That's number one. Number two is I love Hashem's Torah. Purim, which we didn't discuss this year, is a day of Kabbalah Satira. Kimu v'kiblu mashalo kiblu kfar. Klal Yisrael didn't really want to accept the burden of the Torah. It was too much for them. Torah Shebal Peh was so heavy. And in the simcha of the Nes of Purim, which the Pshat and Rashi, what does it mean? Because of the Nes, the simcha of the Nes, the chavivas of the Nes. They felt loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They wanted to get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you love Hashem, and he loves you, you want to get connected to him and communicate. How do you communicate with Hashem? By learning his Torah, hearing what Hashem has to say. right? If you want to get to know someone, you have to hear what they have to say. And Klal Yisrael were mekabel the Torah and accepted the enormous ol of Torah Shebaal Peh on Purim. And I find it amazing because we talked about in Shovavim that the whole idea of drinking is to basically have no responsibilities and be out of control. Klal Yisrael, on a Yom Mishteh, on a Zman of tremendous Simcha, we take on more responsibility. We take on that we want this Torah. We're not doing it because we're commanded. We actually take it on more. And it could be that in a regular state of being, we're not happy enough with Borei Olam because there's things that cloud our vision during the rest of the year. But we're in such an excited state of loving the Ribbono Shel Olam that we want every bit of this Torah. And at that time, we commit to it. I love Hashem. Hashem loves me. I love his Torah. And the third one, and this is what I'm going to talk about today, is I love Klal Yisrael. I love Yidden. I love Jews. This is the three things you walk around with, you're going to have a successful Purim. I love Hashem, Hashem loves me, I love his Torah, and I love Yidden. And I'd like to explain why I love Yidden is such an important part of Purim, and I'm going to try to explain the dark side of Purim is anything that runs against these three thoughts, and anyone who might go against these three thoughts can't drink. I mean, they can do what they want, it's a free country. But there's no such thing as getting drunk on Purim without these three things on your GPS. So let's try to understand, why is Purim a day of loving Yidden, right? It's a day where you can just grab any Yid in the street, give him a bear hug, give him a big kiss. Is that by chance, or is that something that's part of the Yom? Let's try to understand. Something that fascinates me, in the perspective of halacha, right? We have a yontif, it was created by the Chachamim, by Anshei Knesset Avdola. It's a new yontif, it's Purim, right? So there are takanas. There are takanas for this. Mikra Megillah, fine. We have that other Yamim Tovim, it's not such a chiddush, right? We have five Megillahs, and they're read at different times of the year, right? We have Koheles, we have Shir Shirim, we have Eicha, we have Megillahs that are read. This is not a chiddush to us, right? Sudas Purim. All Yamim Tovim have a Suda. All Yamim Tovim have a Suda. Mishloach Monos Ish L'Reyehu. Everybody gives each other goodie bags. I mean, I know this from having kids. You know, when there's a birthday, you get a goodie bag. But where in the world did we get this concept from? Let's try to look at this from a perspective of being real Yidden who know Torah and understand what Yontif is. What in the world is going on over here? We're so happy on Purim that what do? If you tell me Matanis Lev Yonim, I understand. There's a concept called Staka. When someone's down and out, so you give them money. And we have mitzvahs of Staka. It's true, none of them were institutionalized in a yontif. Even Mos Chitim, which is a minug before Pesach, is not part of the yontif. But it's definitely the spirit of yontif to help out anyone who can't afford a yontif meal. The Rambam writes the tachlis in yontif is to invite in all the tzebrachim and mention the people who are broken spirited and unable to have a sudas yontif. So matanis lev yonim is a chiddush to me, but I hear it, and we'll talk about matanis lev yonim. But mishloach manos ish l'reihu, you have your friend, okay? You're both of equal economic status. You're both fine. You're both good. And all of a sudden, I just show up at your house, right? I love these. The Shalach Manos is like the biggest asek for the women. It's like, you know, you have, you get this Shalach Manos. It's got cookies, a croissant, coconut milk, and cottage cheese. You're like, what? You're like, yeah, we're the Cone family. Get it? All the C's. Coconut milk, croissants, cottage cheese. Right? Like, cottage cheese. Like, who wants cottage cheese? Right? And coconut milk. Like, when are you going to have coconut milk? Right? But they're the Cohen family, right? So Shalach Manos has become this thing. Everybody has different, like, you know, you have like the sushi and the fortune cookie and the taco, right? And then you have, and they're like, we're the United Nations family, right? Like, what happened over here? But I can't blame anyone because, like, this is like just fun. It's just giving to people who don't need anything. And this was niskan as a halacha, as a mitzvah, to give people things. Manos. It's gevaldik. What is this thing, though? It's new. And it's so important to learn this way, guys. When you see something, we're here in a new yontif. Okay, this is not a Doraisa yontif. And this is a brand new concept that we don't see anywhere else. Mishloach manos ish l'reyeu. What is this? So let's try to understand. We mentioned that Purim is the yontif of Galus. Right? The Ramchal says that part of the definition of Purim is it's the yontif where we left the land. What happens when you leave the land? Aside from what we talked about last week, which is you feel like rejected by Hashem, and we feel like the Shekhinah is not with us. There's another thing that happens, right? Normally, a nationality, every nationality needs a country, right? If you're a Mexican, so you're a fan of a Mexican soccer team. If you're from Brazil, you're fan with fans of the team of Brazil, right? But if you end up in America, which is like the melting pot, it's called the melting pot of the world, right? It could be that even if your father is, you're from Brazil, but your son might become a Knicks fan. That's it. Why is he a Knicks fan all of a sudden? Why doesn't he care? Like this guy was telling me, he's from Colombia. He loves cyclists. Right? He's like the champion cyclist. Like, imagine the champion cyclist walked in here right now. Like, no one would care. Like, okay, shkayach, like, can you get me a coffee? Like, every land has their themes, right? It's like champion cyclist. Like, shkayach, I could ride a bike too. Right? But if you're from Colombia, that's a zach. Right? Then you go into you lose your land. You come to America, the melting pot. You lose all of your connection to your land. And essentially, you lose all your connection to your people. And that's what should happen to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael left. Right? We left the land. And the land keeps us as one people. That's what should be. Ato echad, v'shimcha echad, umik amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. We say it in Mincha, on Shabbos. Hashem is one, His name is one, His people is one. One people on the land. Which land? Says Rav Isaac Chaver, the land of Eretz Yisrael, not just planet Earth. We're really together when we're part of Klal Yisrael on the land. We do Aliyah L'Regel every 3 times a year. We converge. We come together as a people. And then we're left outside the land. We're kicked out. What's the danger that we stop connecting to each other? Not just like we said last week, connecting to Hashem, but connecting to Yidin. Tremendous danger. And Haman loved this. And Haman tried to capitalize on it. And it says in the Megillah, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Ches, Vayomer Haman l'melech Achashverosh, Yeshnoi am echad mefuzer u'mefured bein ha'amim. Haman starts with his plan to annihilate the Jewish people. What does he say? Achashverosh was scared. Everybody was still scared of Klal Yisrael because this is the first time they're in Galus. No one's really sure what's going to happen. So you know what? Haman says, don't worry, Achashverosh. It's going to be fine. We're going to be matzliach this time. Do you know why? Klal Yisrael is detached from each other. They're not connected. They're not one nation now. They're off the land and they're spread all over the place. They don't have achdus. And if they don't have achdus, says the Megillah Starim, which is the Nesivus, Klal Yisrael are mufuzarim velo shomim l'gdolehem. They don't have leadership. They don't have gedolim. And ein sakana behem imlem shum koach. They have no strength when they're bepirud. When we're separate from each other, when Yidden are not together, when there's no Achdus, when there's no Reus, when there's no connection of us, we don't have power. And Haman wanted to capitalize on us not being together, on us not being one nation. And it's amazing. It's amazing. Because what is Esther doing? This is my favorite part of the Megillah. If you're allowed to have a favorite part, this is my favorite part. My favorite part of the Megillah is Mordechai tells Esther she's got to go in. She's got to go into Achashverosh. This is a very dangerous mission. Okay? By the way Klal Yisrael does things is much different than politicians. Okay? Think about this. If you're a queen and you want to get on the good side of the king, right? You want to be attractive, no? 3 days of fasting, says the Ibn Ezra, you don't look so good after that. That's suicidal. Can you imagine what Esther probably looked like after 3 days of fasting? And by the way, she did something else politically like crazy. Imagine you get the green light, right? The Sharvit, Hazav, you get the green light, she comes in. You know what she does? This is her big break. He's like, I'm going to give you Katsia Machos. You know what I want you to do? To come back tomorrow. Who does that? Right? Imagine you get to the president. You're like, this is your big moment. The camera's rolling. Mr. President, can I have a meeting with you tomorrow? What? Who does that? Says the Ibn Ezra that she saw in Beruach Kadshah that right now it's not an Ace Ratzon. There needs to be more Ratzon in Shemayim. This is Klal Yisrael. Esther knows, you know how I'm going to break through? You know I'm going to find favor in the eyes of Achashverosh, this shegetz, this manuvel, this mushchas, by fasting 3 days and having boirei oilam. And I'm going to get in there, and if it's an Ace Ratzon, I'll ask him. And if not, I'll tell him to come back tomorrow. That's a yid. That's a yid. So what did she say, though? What was her secret? Listen, this is my favorite part. Some people might know that I have a song like this. Okay, we'll talk about that another time. Lech Kenoisis Kola Yehudim. Her first line is like this. Lech Kenoisis Kola Yehudim. Mordechai, get everybody together. Klal Yisrael. Hanimsoyim b'shushan v'tsumu alai v'altochlu v'altishtu shloshes yom in 3 days. Laila v'yom. Gaman even arosai. Me and my Nairus will do the same. Uvachein avol al melech asher lo kedas. I'm going to go in there without the green light. V'kasher avadati avadati. This mamash is a suicidal mission. Lech kenois. What's pshat lech kenois? So the Manos HaLevi, who is the author of Lecha Dodi, right? This is his big parish. We don't know much about Rav Shlomo Alkobetz other than Lecha Dodi and his parish on the Megillah, which is a it's taken very seriously, even Lahalacha, his comments from 500 years ago. He says that she knew, Im yesh kina osina bitachros, if there's any jealousy by Yidden, if anyone hates each other, if there's any competition, we will not be successful. Lech Kinois is called Yehudim. It's not gather them and all fast. It's number one. Get the people together. We need Achdus. If we have Achdus, then Haman's whole Taina, he says, of Mefuzer Umefurud, that we're out of Eretz Yisrael. We have no nationality. We have no connection with each other. He doesn't stand a chance. But if we don't have Achdus, if we're not together, if we have competition, we have jealousy, and we have hatred of one another, then Haman has a connection to us. Ato Echad! Hashem is one. Shimcha Echad! His name is one. When do we have power of Hashem? Mi ka'amcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. It's not a coincidence that these things are together. Hashem is one, and his people are only his people when they're one. When we're together. When we're connected. And the Shlosh says something terrible. I mean, it's gvaldik, but it's terrible. What does he say? He says in Parshas Tzitzava that it was worse than that. Because it's not just that we didn't have Achdus. Unfortunately, we did have Achdus. Everyone went to a rave together. Everyone went to Sudas Achashverosh. Right? And by the way, it's not by chance that on Purim, there are places to go from the Sitra Achra. There are always Sudas Achashverishes to go to on Purim. It always will be that way until Mashiach comes, because there has to be a tzad of the Sitra Achra on Purim. There will always be a place. Says the Shla, worse than a lack of Achdus is Achdus to do bad. When the boys get together, and unfortunately the girls get together, And you can see this, hopefully not during Corona. The police will watch over it this year. It's a big shmira. But usually, there's a tremendous taiva for the wrong type of achdus on Purim. Why? Because that was the Sudas Achashverish. And the Shloss says that Esther knew the secret. If Klal Yisrael could reverse everything and get together in Avoida, Bikdusha, Vitara, to get over jealousy, hatred, and competition, and love each other, then Haman's gone. Because Amalek is fragmentation. Amalek is the opposite of unity. Echad is what Hashem represents, and Amalek is about, nah, everything's random and bits and pieces. There's no unity, there's no form of anything. When Klal Yisrael gets together, Leich Kenois, then Klal Yisrael's Matzliach. And there's something stunning I'd like to share with you. Stunning. It's a machshava that I've thought about emotionally many times, but I never had a makar for this. It says in Megillah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, why did Hashem make the Machzis HaShekel? Amar Eish Lakish. Goli v'yadua lifnei misha amar abayolam. Hashem saw in the future. She'osid Haman lishkol shkolim. Haman was gonna take money to destroy Klal Yisrael. So lefikach hiptim shikleim l'shiklav. Therefore, what did Hashem do? He gave us the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel. What is going on? This is a Gemara. What's the shaykhus between Machzis HaShekel and Haman? What's happening over here? And isn't it not a coincidence that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, we're machrizin al hashkalim? We start collecting Machzis HaShekel then. And this is something that defeats Haman. Why? Says Rav Isaac Chaver in his drushim. One part that's obvious and one part that's not obvious. What's the theme of Machzis HaShekel? Everybody knows. Right? You can't, an usher can't be marbe. You want to make a wing in the Beis HaMikdash called the Chaim Dov Stark Azara. Right? Right? You can't do that. Why not? It's so geschmack. $2 million, boom, maybe $5 billion, who cares? $1 billion, you pay for it, right? Imagine that, right? Have your own Lishka, Avi Zellinger Lishka in the Beis HaMikdash. Sounds good, right? You can't have that, Avi, even though you deserve a Lishka. Why not? Because Echad, everybody's the same in Klal Yisrael. An usher can't stolt out everybody this time. Because you're not better than him. Just because you don't have money doesn't make you less than him. You're the same. That's what I've always heard. And I love that. It's so true. Right? All the ballers who think they're so cool with all their money and just swiping their card everywhere and shtelling on all the porches of fancy hotels on sukkahs. Right? Having a ball. So everybody who's an ani is just as good as them. But there's another side to this, and this is where the bowlers could stand high. And I love this. Only Rav Isaac Chaver. He says, why does it say that the poor man can't give less? Hey, the theme here is so nice, right? The wealthy people can't donate everything. But let the poor man give more. It's mashma that, no, poor man, you think you're better than the wealthy man. Why does the poor man think he's better than the wealthy man? Listen to this. This is gorgeous. He says, a lot of people who have it hard, they think they're holier than everybody else because I have all these difficulties and all my trials and tribulations, and they say bad things about wealthy people, just like I did. They call them ballers, and they say they're from the five towns, and they say they give out Blue Label, and they say they smoke up. You know, very, very nice to beat up all the ballers, right? Right? No. No. You think you're so good because you're Moser Nefesh? Guess what? The ballers are building institutions, yeshivas, kailalim, feeding the poor. You're outie! Don't forget how great the people who are shtelling are. Amazing. You know, I had this once. There was somebody that I know who was a wealthy person who couldn't make friends in Eretz Yisrael. In Yerushalayim. Do you know why? No one wanted to be friends with this person. Why? Because they all like to discuss when I'm being Moser Nefesh for buying the challah on Shabbos and the herring with all my last money and right, and maybe I could have one bacher and I'm going to try to have two, see if I could, you know. And then she had nobody to talk to. They didn't want to talk to her because you have money for a suda. Like, you're a loser. Get out of here. She had no friends. Somebody had no friends because they were wealthy. Can you imagine? Listen to the kochos ha-nefesh. Amazing. Don't stand on your high horse, sit on your high horse, person who has no money is trying to be the hero of Klal Yisrael and make it into every art scroll book. And Mr. Baller, don't think you're all that because you have the, you know, your name written on every Gemara in Klal Yisrael. Everybody we need. We need everybody. And nobody can be different. And says Rav Isaac Chaver, Geshmak, no? Says Rav Isaac Chaver. He says, that's how Shkolim saves Klal Yisrael. The message of Machzis HaShekel is that we're all one team and we all need each other. We need everybody in Klal Yisrael. We need the people with the Mesiris Nefesh in this way and the people with the Mesiris Nefesh in the other way. By the way, I've seen Ashirim who work for Klal Yisrael. I've seen wealthy people who work tirelessly for the Mira Yeshiva, other yeshivas. They're Mamash Avadim. Maybe they go to Aspen once a year, right? And maybe they have a nice sukkah. But I can tell you, there are certain people who are wealthy who are avadim to Klal Yisrael. Mamish avadim. I've never seen anything like it. There was a story, maybe I'll just mention it. I wasn't planning, but it's good chinuch. It's good chinuch. Reb Zev Wolfson Zatzal, who Reb Dan Segel said you should say on him, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He was a billionaire. He was somebody who had a lot of money to spare. But he was so focused. He was so focused. I once heard a story, Rav David Abu Chatzera told me this, Maisa, from Naharia, that he was schlepping his luggage. He was schlepping his luggage instead of having a cart. And someone was with him, like, why don't you get a cart? He's like, it costs money to get a cart. You know, I think you'll be okay. It's Klal Yisrael's money. It's Klal Yisrael's money. He had a rug in his office. He had a rug in his office that if you would lift it, there was marble around it. If you would lift it, under there, the floor wasn't finished. Why do you need a finished floor over there? Office needs to look good for business. But if there's a rug, you don't need a finished floor under the rug. You see what a yid was? This is a real dmus. Avdus Lashem! We should be proud of everyone. We should be proud of the Ashirim, proud of the Aniyim, proud of every aspect of our nation. We are a great people. And we have to see the greatness in others. So what's the tikkun, says the Megillah Starim, the Nesivas in his parish on the Megillah? Mishloach Manas is a way of just being good to your friend. There's nothing wrong with your friend. He's not a charity case. He's just your friend. He's just somebody you know. He's somebody maybe you don't even know. He's a yid. Give him something because you love him. Why? He doesn't need anything because he's a yid. Because you need him and he needs you. That's Mishloach Manas Yisrael. Mwah! No, you guys could leave now after such a geschmack of art. This is how great this was, no? Mishloach Manas is just the idea of loving people. And that's exactly what it is. I have no reason to give you anything, right? People are spending so much money on Mishloach Manas. Why? They can't even feel like they're giving tzedakah. What are they doing? The answer is they're appreciating each other. You're worth it because you're you. You don't need to be a case. You need to be you. Amazing. And Matanis Lev Yonim, my friends. Matanis Lev Yonim, the Rambam writes that with all of this, with all the excitement of Purim, what should be the Iker Asek that we're involved in on Purim? He says, the Iker Asek that we're supposed to be involved in is Matanis Lev Yonim. Hey, how does that work? I mean, everyone tries to officially give somebody a shliach, some money, for Matanis Lev Yonim, but the rest of the day we don't think about it. That's a mistake. The Rambam says that you could be Dome L'Shechina, his Lashon is. The Shechina, what does the Shechina do? What did the Shechina do in the story of Purim? The Shechina went to low places. It went all the way into Galus Bavel. into a people who is down and out. That's what we do in Matanas Levyonim, my friends. That's what Purim is about. Purim is about, I love Klal Yisrael! You want to know why, Dovi, you want to know why you have to give Matanas Levyonim on Purim and not just officially like give to the Kupat HaIr and then you're done? Or to whoever's collecting? I'll tell you why. Because my wife has a problem with me and Matanas Levyonim. Do you know why? Every year, she gives me a certain amount of money to put in my pocket, right? This happens mamish every year, Kaseder, right? So I'm sitting there. First, I have a Rambam in front of me, and I have a little L'chaim, another L'chaim. And then she comes back from the Megillah. I started very early. She's like, how are you doing? Great! Okay. Then somebody comes to the door. So my wife says, okay, so give him some money. There's no money left! What happened? A Halik Yid came who's making a chasana! So therefore what? I gave him my money! All of it? Yes! Can I please have some more? Right? That's why we give money. This is what Purim is. Irresponsible giving. Guys, I'm telling you, why do you get drunk on Purim? This is the reason. To give so irresponsibly to Yidden. Of course it's ridiculous to do that, and that's why we do it. Because he's making a chasana. Right? And if the Rebbetzin doesn't let you have more, you have to figure out how to sneak past her and figure it out. Or borrow from Bachrim. I'll pay you after. That's loving Klal Yisrael. That's the avoda of Purim, my friends. Is being irresponsible in your love of Yidden, in your love of Hashem, in your love of Torah, of breaking out. And it's geschmack. And the Chochmas Manoyach says over here, what's Adelo Yada ben on Daf Zayin? What does it mean, Adelo Yada ben Arur Haman LeBaruch Mordechai? He says like this, and this is Al Pi Drush, but it takes you somewhere. It says there are people in your life that are Arur Hamans, that you have tainas on, that you can't stand, that they get on your nerves, that they insulted you, you're holding and bearing a grudge on them. Those are the Arur Hamans in your life. And then there's the Baruch Mordechais, the people who you think have the good life. They're close with the Rebbe you wanted to get close with. Baruch Hashem, that's the type of jealousy that's in yeshiva. No, there is. There's the jealousy of getting close to Rebbeim. It's a nice type of jealousy. Right? People see, like, why is he close with the Rebbe? Like, maybe the Rebbe likes him more or this. And you're like always upset with him that he's that and he's that and he's advancing in yeshiva or other types of things. Those are the Baruch Mordechais in your life. And all of them, they're hard to deal with. And then you start drinking, my friends. One cup, a second cup. Layehudim, layehudim, right? On one side, you grab the Arur Haman, let's go! And the Baruch Mordechai, let's go! I'm mochel you, and I'm not jealous of you! It's irresponsible! It's reality. It gets you to where life really is. All year you're dumb. All year you're tiny. All year, not you, I'm saying myself too. All year you're stupid. You know why? Because you have a brain all year. On Purim, you climb above all of this and get to see a Yid. Give him a big kiss. Take the guy you hate the most, give him a juicy, fat kiss. I love you! You're a Yid. If Hashem created you, you're not a practical joke. You're not a bad guy. Give me a hug. Hopefully it'll last after Purim. It'll last. Rav Nissen Karelitz said he would tell people who had arguments, neighbors, in the Beis Din to give mishloach manas to each other. You know how many times after Purim, after those mishloach manas, people canceled the batei dinim and they just worked out their problems together? Because they got over themselves and they realized what each other are. They connected. And there's such a danger on Purim to be the opposite. The people who drink, not to love Hashem, and not to know Hashem loves them, not to love His Torah and not to love Klal Yisrael, they get violent, they steal, they damage, they hurt, they insult, they abuse. And those people have no business drinking ever. Because for them, alcohol is the satan mamish. It's something that causes them to create hatred, to create distance, to create avarice, all of the things. You know, I remember, I have a blessing that I remember my Purims for the most part, and then I can chazer over them and laugh afterwards, like I can't believe that happened. It's an amazing gift. I wasn't zocher to remember my learning, but I can remember Purim. It's very, very geschmack. And I remember certain times in the, we had a kailul together, we always had the suddas together, and different things happened. And I remember one year there was a guy who was a relative of a Baal Tshuva from our yeshiva. A brilliant Talmid Chacham who advanced, but he had family that mamish, the guy looked like he was mamish a country music star. He had a huge ponytail, like, you know, the guys with the bald head but the incredibly long ponytail for whatever's left? That would be me if I was a guy. You know, like, very long hair in the back and bald on the top. And his name was Les. His name was Les, Lester. Les, okay? And I remember looking at Les. I mean, we were a kailul, mamish, herving over the Reb Chaims, the Rashbas. It was all of us and Les. Les came. And I had a chap. I got up, I said to Drasha, Rabosai, I realized that the word Les means less. You have less of something. But really, I said, my friends, we want more of less! And we all started chanting, less, less, we want more of less! You love it? Less! And I was like, I thought this was so brilliant. I remember like telling my Rabinson, you hear the shtickle? This is the best shtickle of the year! It really was. It was the best shtickle of the year. It was the closest I could ever get to a person who looks so not Jewish, but is Jewish. He is Jewish. And then there was one year where some guy comes in, a bacher from a very yeshivish place. He storms into our suda, and he gets up there, and he says a drasha. And he says that people who learn daf yomi are goyim with yarmulkes. That's what they are. Goyim with yarmulkes. Better goyim. That's not Purim. That's pirud. That's separation. If a person gets drunk to say that people, you have to say, I love art school! Let's all learn like Balabatim! No more alumdas! And kiss every Balabas! It's Purim! Nothing's gonna happen! You're drunk! That's the tachlis! That's the reyes! That's the ava! That's when you really understand who people are. Well, it's done, nose in the air, I'm better than you. No! We're all in this together. Less is a yid, my friends. Less is a yid, and if you don't see it, have another drink. Until you can dance with less. And there's so many things like this on Purim, my friends. There's so many things. There's Purim spiels. We don't have them in Yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, but it's kedai to speak about them. A lot. We don't have the bad ones. I've never heard of a bad Purim spiel in Yeshiva Sederes HaTorah. By the way, our yeshiva's sterling midas. The bachrim of our yeshiva have real sterling midas. It's known on the Shadchan market. Don't worry. It's known. But really sterling midas. But I've been in yeshivas where rabbeim have been broken from Purim spiels. They've been destroyed. And I'll explain to you how this happens. Bachrim are young and naive. And I'm just telling you this for Chachmas HaChaim. Nobody would ever do this, but I want you to just know what could happen on a Purim. So there's a Rebbe who, like, they thought it was a chap, like, no one's really sure what he does in yeshiva. You know, he's like, he's there, but nobody's really sure. So there's like a whole skit about trying to figure out what he does. Right? He didn't come back to yeshiva. He was so mortified that this is the way people felt about him, that he didn't come back. Another Meisim, many years later, also, I know both Meisim. One of them I was there for, the other one, my brother-in-law was there for. Another Meisa, where somebody did something similar to a Rebbe, and he felt that it cost him his job, because he felt he was mamish on the, with the Hanhala, they were watching him to see how productive he was, and he felt that this Purim spiel would take him over the edge, and he was never moichel, the people who wrote the Purim spiel. That's not what Purim's about. Purim's about really good humor, geschmack humor, that brings people together, that gets people to laugh about how much we love each other, how much we enjoy each other, how geschmack it is. And this is what you have to have in mind. You will be successful wherever you go on Purim. If you have an intention to get drunk, not because you love Hashem, not because you love His Torah, and not because you love of Klal Yisrael, I promise you, you will fail. I promise you, you will do things that you regret. Because that's just getting drunk. There's no difference between that and going to town on a Thursday night. If a person is around people of the opposite gender, they may love Klal Yisrael, but that's not what I mean. I promise you, anyone who goes with this method, just remember it. It's not going to be complicated. What did Rabbi Stark say? What did Rabbi Stark say? Like, no, it's not a Rashba, it's not a Tosa. It's just like, I love Hashem! Hashem loves me! I want the Torah! And I love every Yid! It's going to be great. We should all be Zeicha to all the Iris of La Yehudim Haisa Oira!